continuing to investigate the death of a young cyclist who fell into the path of a minibus after a bicycle became stuck in tram tracks. The incident, which happened in Princes Street yesterday, comes hard on the heels of years of warnings about the dangers posed by these rails. Brenda Mitchell's a senior partner at the legal firm Cycle Law Scotland, also a member of the Scottish Parliament's cross-party cycling group. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And I understand you're a passionate cyclist yourself. What's your perspective on what happened yesterday?
Well, clearly this is a dreadful and tragic death, particularly of someone so young. In my opinion, Edinburgh City Council have ignored warnings over many years. Quite recently I was in touch, for example, with Professor Chris Oliver, who's head of the trauma unit at Edinburgh Royal Infirmary, where they've already identified significant numbers of cycling casualties, including, for example, 156 soft tissue injuries, 64 fracture injuries requiring 29 surgeries.
And can they put those down to the tram tracks?
They can indeed. What they were looking at was incidents where patients were attending Edinburgh Royal Infirmary having had a difficulty with a tram track. The issue with tram tracks and their safety has been highlighted since the installation of the trams, particularly the great work carried out by Spokes that identified particular black spots. And it seems to me that the issue of cycle safety was never properly or adequately considered.
There are a number of cases involving cyclists injured in the city's tram lines going through the civil courts, one joint action involving more than 140 people. I know that you're not representing them, but you have a case involving a cyclist and tram tracks at Haymarket.
Well, that's right. Again, what we're looking at here is predominantly these are young people. In the case that I have, it involves a young cyclist who sustained fracture injuries. It was a skull fracture. He was wearing a helmet. And indeed, on the 14th of May, I was contacted by another young cyclist who actually had had a difficulty in a come-offer bike in exactly the same spot as the poor woman did yesterday.
So what is the answer here then? Because the trams obviously are there. How do we separate them from the cyclist to keep everyone safe?
You've absolutely nailed it. How do we separate? In my opinion, trams, tram lines and cyclists do not mix. They do not mix safely. Edinburgh City Council are aware of that. Infrastructure is important and segregated cycle lanes is extremely important.
Okay, thanks very much for speaking to us. Brenda Mitchell there, senior partner at the legal firm Cycle Law Scotland and a member of the Scottish Parliament's cross-party cycling group. The time